Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dave Wunstead, Bears head coach for six seasons.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Super Bowl champion.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah!
Great mustache.
Some say it's a symptom of manliness. Others a cause. The mustache.
When he hanging out with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Open up the door. It's Dave.
Who?
Dave, D-A-V-E.
Dustin, we're not going to waste airtime on that, okay?
Thank you.
Next question.
Thank you.
Next question.
Thank you very much.
Dave Wunstead.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. It is always a joy to talk to Coach Wunstead, and to have him in studio is fantastic. Dave, good morning, and how are you? How's everything going?
Everything's great. Yeah, I took a quick trip to Florida for a week or two just to check on the house, so I'll be back and forth, you know, but I'll be in here pestering you guys quite a bit.
Pretty cold outside this morning, huh, Dave?
I'm embarrassed to say. I'm embarrassed to say that I actually did not walk to the studio
the
first time.
That's a tough one.
You know, but I'm looking outside. The sun's out. I think I'll walk on.
I got to tell you, the first thing I said to David this morning is, oh, my God, I have the wrong coat on. I just grabbed the wrong jacket, and, I mean, I was freezing just trying to get to the garage.
Yeah, no, it's
off.
I got gas this morning and had to sit in the car while the gas was it was pumping because it was that cold.
I think in New Jersey, they still pump the gas for you.
Really?
Do they really?
I think it's New Jersey. There's some... Yes, we pulled in, and I got out, and guy came up to the window and said, you know, I said, oh, regular, you know.
Oh, yeah. That, I got to tell you.
Remember those days?
Those are good old days. I mean, you felt like a king.
Yes.
Check the water and oil and fill her up.
Didn't you drive over like something and made the bell went off?
Oh, yeah.
So the guy knew to run out. Yeah.
Yeah, wash your windows for
and then,
you.
And then you'd hand them a hand, you know, you're driving, right? You guys probably went through this, and you pull in for gas, and I say, and I got five other guys in the car and said, who's got some change on them? So guys are reaching in their pocket. Wait, gas is probably 40 cents a gallon. Wait, so they hand you, you're getting pennies, nickels, dimes, and you hand the guy, you know, 85 cents or something.
I did that one time. I was with my wife, and we were driving around. I don't know what. We didn't go anywhere, and I asked her if she could chip in for some gas. You remember, you'd always do that. You'd always have your buddies. Everybody would throw
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's very
absolutely.
Funny.
Absolutely. That was part of the deal.
So I had a friend, if he was drinking in high school, he'd put like 3 cents in the back of the car so it killed any smell if there was a spill.
Oh.
It smelled like gasoline.
There you go.
Yeah. Clever. Southsiders.
Southsiders. Love it.
So, Dave, what'd you think of Sunday's games? What was the biggest takeaway for you? How big of a surprise was either outcome?
Well, which one you want to start with?
It's the NFC.
NFC. You know, it was disappointing that Brock Purdy got hurt because I picked the Eagles. I bet on the Eagles to win, but I do believe it would have been a lot more competitive game. You know, the big thing about San Francisco that happened in that game is their whole passing game. They don't throw the ball down the field. Purdy, everybody talks about how quick he gets the ball out of his hands. Well, that's because of their passing game. Their whole philosophy is run it, same formation, same motions, now play action, pass it, and those linebackers, they very seldom throw the ball outside. If you really think of the 49ers passing game, it's all, you know, Samuel's coming across the middle, and it's Kittle inside. And why is that? It's because the linebackers are so conscious of attacking the line. Stop the run, stop the run, stop the run. Now we give you a look. It looks exactly the same, except now it's a play-action pass, and that's where. And they hit the ball; it comes out quick, and they let their good athletes run. You know, McCaffrey and those guys. So That was taken away. When they had the penalties and the turnovers and the sacks, now they're behind the chains. They had no chance. But the last point, Philly did everything that I thought they would do, except you could tell, and everybody wants to talk about how Patrick Mahomes was not full speed. Well, I guarantee you, Jalen Hurts is not full speed. He was off. He was not himself throwing the ball. He really didn't want to make a commitment to run the ball till the third quarter. So I think the 2 weeks off before the Super Bowl will make a difference in his play.
We'll get to the game, and we'll talk about that when we come back. But I'm curious, Dave, when you look at the Brock Purdy injury, and Trey Lance has had two surgeries on that broken ankle or whatever his ankle injury was. He's already had two surgeries. Jimmy Garoppolo's heading to free agency. Is San Francisco kind of a sneaky spot for one of these? Because they don't need a rookie. They need a win now player. That defense is ready to win a Super Bowl. They've got so much weaponry on the offense. They just don't have a quarterback. Could that be a place where, I don't know, maybe an elderly quarterback that grew up in that area goes back and
absolutely
Tom Brady's
either one.
Finish.
Well, I think Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that's the guy that comes. Although, you know, Tom Brady would fit. People were saying we're Tom Brady. Tom Brady would fit there, in my opinion. He would fit at Tennessee. I mean, he's got a great relationship with Mike Vrabel, right?
Yeah,
they
that's
played
right.
together.
Yeah.
And when Tom is most effective, going back to his early days in New England and when they won the Super Bowl with Tampa, we'll bring it in closer, what were they doing? They were running the ball and throwing play-action passes. That's what Tom really does. And where could you not go and be in a better situation for running the ball and play-action passes? Yes, I agree with you, Molly. Good point. San Francisco, but I don't know what the relationship is, him and Vrabel. But it wouldn't shock me. It would not shock me if he ended up at Tennessee.
Rodgers will cost you draft picks. Rodgers will cost you draft capital.
Yep.
Brady
will
cost you money.
Well,
your
money
cap
too
would be blown up.
But he is willing to restructure, as he said. So even if he makes a team-friendly deal, it's still going to cost you draft picks. Brady is only money. That's why I think that may be on their priority list. That may be priority one. Explore that possibility because you can bring him in. And also, Brock Purdy would be great. If he comes back, learn under Tom Brady for a year. I don't know where Trey Lance fits into that equation. I don't know how healthy he'll be when he comes back.
Yeah,
I think Trey Lance is out. I mean, I think they got to move on from him.
Yeah.
I mean, he was never as effective as what Purdy was. You know, I mean, let's face it. That's a good point. I mean, you know, Purdy's going to be there. You know, or what's the relationship with Garoppolo? You know, I mean, is Garoppolo, does he have a great rapport? He doesn't want to move. He's got a house there. And they come in and they say, what would it take to keep you for a year till we get Purdy back? You know, I mean, I wouldn't count that out of the equation either.
A lot of quarterbacks on the move. And every move, as we were discussing earlier, could potentially affect what the Bears do at number one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, all of a sudden the guy signs a veteran guy. Who you thought was going to draft somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now things change. I mean, everybody's talking about the Colts. All of a sudden, Derek Carr or who knows? You know what I mean? Any of these guys end up at the Colts, and now they're not looking for a rookie quarterback. So, you know, Houston is the play, I think, right now because they do need a quarterback. They're going to start from scratch. It's just a matter. You know, I was talking to Rick Spielman yesterday, and you know, Rick, he's down at the Senior Bowl now, and he said that there are some real difference of opinions now. And as time goes on, there's people that love Levens from
Kentucky.
Kentucky. There's people that now love C.J. Stroud from Ohio State.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously,
Bryce Young.
Bryce Young from Alabama. You know what I mean? But it's – and Rick made the point. He says – the reason that the Bears with Justin Fields keep moving forward with Justin Fields is because he says there's not Peyton Manning or there's not Trevor Lawrence in this draft, in his opinion.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Coach is staying with us. I want to ask you, Dave, when we come back, if multiple quarterbacks moving up, if that's good for the Bears or bad for the Bears? Do you want to create a bidding war on one guy, or do you want differing opinions and different teams capable of making a move up? We'll discuss that next. It's Mully and Haw. We have Coach Wanstead with us on Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.